Hot and nutty liquid brownie. Per serving, entire recipe. 50 calories. 1.5 grams fat. 146 milligrams sodium. 8 grams carbs. 1 gram fiber. 6 grams sugars. 2 grams protein. Ingredients. 125-calorie packet diet hot cocoa mix. 1/2 ounce sugar-free, calorie-free hazelnut syrup. 1 teaspoon semi-sweet mini chocolate chips. Optional, fat-free Ready Whip. Bring 6 ounces of water to a near boil, either on the stove or in the microwave. Set aside. Place chocolate chips in a microwave-safe mug and microwave for 30 seconds or until melted. Immediately add cocoa mix and hot water and stir. Next, pour in the hazelnut syrup and stir. If desired, top with some whipped topping. Makes 1 serving. For Weight Watchers points values and photos of all the recipes in this book, check out hungry-girl.com/book. Chocolate Pudding Crunch Explosion. Per serving. Entire recipe. 139 calories, 2.5 grams fat, 288 milligrams sodium, 30 grams carbs, 1.5 grams fiber, 4 grams sugars, 4 grams protein. Ingredients. 1 Jell-O sugar-free chocolate pudding snack. 3 caramel mini rice cakes or soy crisps, crushed. 1 regular thin pretzel twist or 4 minis, crushed. 1/2 sheet, 2 crackers, low-fat honey graham crackers, crushed. 2 tablespoons fat-free Ready Whip. Directions. Spoon pudding into a dish. Top with all of your crushed snacks. Add Ready Whip and enjoy. Makes 1 serving. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! Upside down chocolate cream pie. Per serving. Entire recipe. 135 calories. 2.5 grams fat. 280 milligrams sodium. 30 grams carbs. 1.5 grams fiber. 5 grams sugars. 3 grams protein. Ingredients. 1 Jell-O sugar-free chocolate pudding snack. 1 sheet, 4 crackers. Low-fat honey graham crackers. Crushed. 2 tablespoons Cool Whip free. Directions. Line the bottom of a small dish with whipped topping. Evenly spoon pudding on top. Cover with crushed graham cracker crumbs. Voila! Makes 1 serving. Chew on this. The average American consumes about 11.7 pounds of chocolate each year. That breaks down to about 1/2 ounce a day. Not too bad. Death by Chocolate Cupcakes. Per serving. 1 cupcake. 108 calories. 2.5 grams fat. 239 milligrams sodium. 19 grams carbs. 1 grams fiber. 12 grams sugars. 2 grams protein. Ingredients. 2 cups moist-style chocolate cake mix. 1/2 of an 18.25-ounce box. 2 25-calorie packets diet hot cocoa mix. 1/2 cup fat-free liquid egg substitute. 2 tablespoons semi-sweet mini chocolate chips. 1 teaspoon Splenda no-calorie sweetener, granulated. 1/8 teaspoon salt. Directions. Place chocolate chips and the contents of both cocoa packets in a tall glass. Add 12 ounces of boiling water and stir until chips and cocoa mix have dissolved. Place glass in the freezer to chill for 25 minutes. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Once cocoa has chilled, give it a stir and mix with all other ingredients in a mixing bowl. Whip batter with a whisk or fork for 2 minutes. Hungry Girl Shocker! If you find yourself craving chocolate while shopping at Costco, don't break down and devour their Kirkland chocolate muffin. That hunk of cocoa-y fat and flour will set you back 690 calories and 38 grams of fat. Spray a 12-cup muffin pan with nonstick spray or line it with baking cups evenly spoon batter, which will be thin, but don't worry, your cupcakes will puff up, into the pan. Place pan in the oven and bake for 15 minutes. Cupcakes will look shiny when done. Makes 12 servings. Would you rather? An average fudge nut brownie dessert has 650 calories. To burn all those calories, you'd have to jump rope furiously for an hour nonstop, or do 2 hours of heavy gardening, hedge trimming included, or spend 4 hours ironing extra wrinkly button-downs. Times based on estimates for a 150-pound woman. Chapter 9. Fruity Call. Food with fruit. All fruit, all the time. Fruit is totally natural, packed with fiber, inexpensive, and 100% bad cholesterol-free. It helps stimulate memory, has healing effects, and tastes great. Could you possibly need more reasons than that to eat it? How about a bunch of awesome Hungry Girl creations like fruit slaw, fruit salsa, and indulgent and creamy fruity desserts? These recipes will rock your fruit-loving face off. Topless Triple Berry Pie. Per serving, one slice. 79 calories. 3 grams fat. 96 milligrams sodium. 19 grams carbs, 8 grams fiber, 3 grams sugars, 1 grams protein. Ingredients: 1.5 cups frozen strawberries, 3/4 cup frozen blueberries, 1/4 cup frozen raspberries, 2 cups Fiber One brand cereal, original, 1/4 cup light whipped butter or light buttery spread, melted and mixed with 1 ounce water. 4 no-calorie sweetener packets, 1 tablespoon cornstarch, 1 tablespoon Splenda no-calorie sweetener, granulated, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon vanilla extract, optional, fat-free whipped topping. Directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees. In a blender or food processor, grind Fiber One to a breadcrumb-like consistency. Combine crumbs with butter mixture, cinnamon, and the contents of the sweetener packets. Stir until well mixed. In an oven-safe 9-inch pie dish sprayed lightly with nonstick spray, evenly distribute mixture, using your hands or a flat utensil to firmly press and form the crust. Press it into the edges and up along the sides of the dish. Bake crust in the oven for 10 minutes. And then remove it and allow to cool. In a medium pot, heat berries over a medium flame until they are mostly thawed. Add Splenda, cornstarch, and vanilla extract. Mix well. Once mixture is thoroughly heated and begins to bubble, reduce heat to low and continue to cook, stirring occasionally, for 5 minutes or until mixture has thickened. Then remove from pot and heat and allow it to cool for several minutes. Once berry mix has cooled, evenly spoon it into the pie crust. Allow pie to cool and set in the fridge for several hours before cutting. Cut pie into 8 slices. If desired, top each slice with fat-free whipped topping before serving. Makes 8 servings. Hungry Girl Tip: pick up one of those frozen bags of mixed berries and your pie will practically make itself. Chew on this. Blueberries contain more antioxidants than most other fruits, and they won't ripen once they're picked. Bananarama Wafer Pudding. Per serving, 1/2 cup, 137 calories, 1.5 grams fat, 299 milligrams sodium, 29 grams carbs, 1 gram fiber, 15 grams sugars, 4 grams protein. Ingredients: 2 cups fat-free milk at fridge temperature, 2 medium bananas, sliced, 24 reduced-fat Nilla wafers, 1 small, 4-serving, packaged sugar-free, fat-free instant vanilla pudding mix. Optional, fat-free whipped topping. Directions: combine pudding mix and milk in a bowl. Beat with a whisk for 2 minutes or until thoroughly blended. Set aside. In a medium bowl or casserole dish, arrange a layer of wafers and then top with a layer of banana slices. Continue alternating layers until all wafers and banana slices are in the dish. Top dish with the pudding and let it seep down in between the wafer and banana layers. Refrigerate for 2 to 3 hours. If desired, add whipped topping before serving. Makes 6 servings. Apple Cinnamon Crunch Parfaits. Per serving, 1 parfait, 135 calories, 0.5 grams fat, 101 milligrams sodium, 30 grams carbs, 1.5 grams fiber, 20 grams sugars, 5 grams protein. Ingredients: 6 ounces fat-free vanilla yogurt, 1.5 cups peeled and chopped apples, 7 caramel mini rice cakes or soy crisp, crushed, 1 tablespoon Splenda no-calorie sweetener, granulated, 2 teaspoons cornstarch, 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon vanilla extract. Optional, fat-free whipped topping. Directions: place apple chunks in a microwave-safe dish with 1/4 cup of water and cover. Microwave for 2.5 minutes. Drain water and set aside. Mix Splenda, cornstarch, cinnamon, and vanilla extract into 1/2 cup of cold water. In a saucepan over medium-low heat, cook and stir liquid mixture until thickened to a caramel sauce-like consistency. Add a few drops more water if sauce becomes too thick. Remove from heat and stir apples into the mixture. Allow to cool and set for several minutes for a warm parfait, or refrigerate until cold. Once ready to leave, layer apple mixture, yogurt, and crushed rice cakes or soy crisp evenly into 2 cups. Add a little whipped topping if you like. Makes 2 servings. Fruity Super Slaw. Per serving, 3/4 cup. 68 calories, 0.5 grams fat, 194 milligrams sodium, 16 grams carbs, 2.5 grams fiber, 13 grams sugars, 1 grams protein. This recipe was co-developed with Weight Watchers. Ingredients: 4 cups shredded green cabbage, 3.5 cups shredded purple cabbage, 1 cup thinly sliced 1-inch jicama strips, 1 medium Granny Smith apple, 1 cup red grapes, 1/2 cup white wine vinegar, 1/2 cup grape juice concentrate, 2.5 ounces fat-free raspberry yogurt, 2 tablespoons fat-free mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons sugar, 1/2 teaspoon lime juice, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/8 teaspoon pepper. Directions: stir to combine vinegar, grape juice concentrate, and sugar with 3 cups of water. Place shredded cabbage and jicama in a bowl and cover with vinegar mixture. Stir thoroughly, cover, and then allow to marinate in the fridge for 1 hour. After 1 hour, stir mixture and return to the fridge for 10 to 15 minutes. Meanwhile, thinly slice apple into 1-inch strips and cut grapes in half. In a small dish, combine yogurt, mayo, lime juice, salt, and pepper. Mix well. Remove slaw from fridge and add 1 tablespoon of its marinade to the yogurt mixture. Stir until blended. Next, strain slaw thoroughly, draining all of the remaining marinade, and then return slaw to the bowl. Add fruit and yogurt dressing and toss until completely mixed. Makes 8 servings. Copyright 2008 Weight Watchers International Incorporated. All rights reserved. Chew on this. Strawberries are the only fruit that have their seeds on the outside. Fancy. Groovy Grilled Fruit Fondue. Per serving, 1/4 of recipe. 135 calories, 0.5 grams fat, 98 milligrams sodium, 30 grams carbs, 3 grams fiber, 22 grams sugars, 6 grams protein. This fruit fondue is a really fun addition to any dinner party. Just wanted to put that out there. Ingredients: 1 medium Granny Smith apple, 1 large firm nectarine, 1 small slightly underripe banana, 1 cup fresh pineapple chunks, 12 ounces fat-free vanilla yogurt, 2 tablespoons fat-free cream cheese, softened, 2 teaspoons Splenda no-calorie sweetener, granulated, 1 teaspoon cinnamon. Directions: cut all fruit into large bite-sized chunks. In a pan sprayed with nonstick spray, or on the grill if you have one, grill fruit over medium-high heat for about 4 minutes, flipping fruit halfway through. Fruit should be slightly browned on the outside, but still firm inside. In a microwave-safe bowl, combine yogurt, cream cheese, Splenda, and cinnamon. Heat for 45 seconds in the microwave. Stir and then microwave for an additional 40 seconds. Serve fruit and cheese sauce with skewers or fondue sticks for easy dipping. Makes 4 servings. Apple pie pockets. Per serving, 1 pocket, 137 calories, 0.5 grams fat, 146 milligrams sodium, 33 grams carbs, 4.5 grams fiber, 16 grams sugars, 3 grams protein. Ingredients: 4 medium apples, peeled and sliced, 2 whole wheat or high-fiber pitas, halved and heated, 1 tablespoon brown sugar, not packed, 2 teaspoons cornstarch, 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon vanilla extract. Directions: in a small covered saucepan, cook apples over medium heat in 1/4 cup of water until tender, 2 to 3 minutes. Remove from heat and drain water. Remove apples from the pan and set them aside. Mix brown sugar, cornstarch, cinnamon, and vanilla extract with 1/4 cup of cold water. Cook and stir mixture in saucepan over medium-low heat until thickened to a caramel sauce-like consistency, adding a few drops more water if it gets too thick. Remove from heat and stir apples into the mixture. Stuff each pita half with 1/4 of the mixture. Makes 4 servings. Layered berry custard crostata. Per serving, 1/2 crostata, 124 calories, 1.5 grams fat, 170 milligrams sodium, 26 grams carbs, 3.5 grams fiber, 4 grams sugars, 2 grams protein. This layered berry custard treat is so good. We were laughing uncontrollably the first time we ate it at the Hungry Girl headquarters. There is absolutely no way anyone would ever know or believe how low in calories and fat it is. Ingredients: 2 9 inches by 14 inches sheets phyllo dough, thawed according to package directions, 1 Jell-O sugar-free vanilla pudding snack, 3/4 cup blackberries and raspberries, 1/2 cup Cool Whip free. Directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Spray each sheet of phyllo dough with nonstick spray and place on top of one another on a clean, dry cutting board. Slice sheets into 3 long pieces and stack them on top of one another. Cut sheets once more into 2 rectangular stacks. Gently place them next to one another on a baking pan sprayed with nonstick spray. Place pan in the oven and cook for 5 minutes. Meanwhile, mix together pudding and Cool Whip. Remove phyllo dough from the oven and let it cool for a few minutes. Spread 1/2 of pudding mixture over 1 stack of dough and place 1/2 of the berries on top. Place 2nd phyllo stack carefully on top of the berry layer and spread on the rest of the pudding mix. Top with remaining berries. Makes 2 servings. Share this ginormous dessert with a friend, family member, or dog you like a lot. Heads up, the phyllo dough is a bit tricky to work with, but this recipe rocks, so it's worth the trouble. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! Fruity 411. Cherries may help you sleep better. They're rich in melatonin, a powerful antioxidant known for regulating the body's natural sleep cycle. Apples are packed with two types of fiber, and when these insoluble and soluble fibers join forces, they can actually lower your cholesterol. Cranberries have been long known to provide protection against urinary tract and kidney infections. Grapes have been found to combat heart problems and can actually strengthen muscles in the heart. Sweetie fry bananas with cream cheese frosting. Per serving, 4 pieces with frosting. 202 calories, 1 gram fat, 303 milligrams sodium, 52 grams carbs, 10.5 grams fiber, 18 grams sugars, 5 grams protein. Fried bananas with sweet cream cheese frosting for only about 200 calories and 1 gram of fat? That is complete insanity. By the way, this dessert also packs in a whopping 10.5 grams of fiber. Ingredients: 1 large banana, 1 quarter cup Fiber One brand cereal, original, 3 tablespoons Cool Whip free, 2 tablespoons Splenda no calorie sweetener, granulated, divided, 1 tablespoon fat-free cream cheese, softened, 1/8 teaspoon cinnamon, dash of salt. Directions. To create the cream cheese frosting, combine cream cheese, Cool Whip, and half of the Splenda. Stir until smooth. Place mix in the fridge to chill. In a food processor or blender, combine Fiber One, cinnamon, salt, and the remaining tablespoon of Splenda, and blend until a breadcrumb-like consistency is achieved. Cut banana in half widthwise and then lengthwise, so you have 4 pieces. Spray banana pieces, both sides, with nonstick spray. Roll banana pieces in the breadcrumb mixture, making sure to cover them entirely. Cook banana slices in a pan sprayed with nonstick spray, over medium heat, for 3 to 4 minutes per side, until crispy. Serve with chilled cream cheese frosting. Makes 1 serving. Chew on this. Bananas are the most popular fruit in America. Americans eat 33 pounds of bananas per person per year. Yowza! Cheery cherry cobbler. Per serving, 1/4 of cobbler. 156 calories, 1 grams fat, 150 milligrams sodium, 36 grams carbs, 3 grams fiber, 21 grams sugars, 3 grams protein. Ingredients: 3 cups halved and pitted sweet cherries, fresh or thawed if frozen. 4 sheets, 16 crackers, low-fat honey graham crackers. 2 tablespoons fat-free liquid egg substitute. 2 tablespoons no-sugar-added applesauce. 2 tablespoons Splenda no-calorie sweetener, granulated, divided. 1 tablespoon brown sugar, not packed. 1 tablespoon cornstarch. 1 teaspoon cinnamon, dash of salt. Directions. Preheat oven to 400 degrees. Combine 2/3 cup of cold water with brown sugar, cornstarch, salt, and half of the Splenda. Stir well. In a medium pot, combine cherries with this mixture. Heat cherry mixture over medium heat, stirring often. Once liquid thickens to a syrupy consistency and begins to bubble, reduce heat to low and cover. Allow to simmer for 5 minutes, and then transfer cherry mixture to a medium round baking dish. Set aside. Next, break graham crackers into pieces and crush them, either in a food processor or blender, or by placing cracker pieces in a sealable plastic bag and crushing them with a rolling pin on the bag. Transfer crumbs to a microwave-safe dish and add egg substitute, applesauce, cinnamon, and remaining tablespoon of Splenda. Stir well. Microwave cracker mixture for 1 minute. Use a fork to break up the toughened mixture as much as possible, and then allow it to cool for a few minutes. Transfer cracker mixture to a food processor or blender and pulse until crumbly and uniform. Evenly distribute graham cracker topping over cherries. Place the dish in the oven and bake for 10 minutes. Allow to cool slightly before serving. Makes 4 servings. Bestest baked apples. Per serving, 1 apple. 72 calories. 0.5 grams fat. 10 milligrams sodium. 19 grams carbs. 3 grams fiber. 14 grams sugars. 0 grams protein. These baked apples are classic, and they're great alone or with low-fat cottage cheese, low-fat ice cream, frozen yogurt, or regular yogurt. Yum! Ingredients: 4 medium Rome apples, 1 can diet black cherry soda, half no-calorie sweetener packet, dash of cinnamon. Directions: preheat oven to 375 degrees. Core apples. Place in a casserole dish. Pour the entire can of soda over apples. Sprinkle cinnamon and sweetener over apples. Place dish in the oven and bake for 45 minutes or until apples are tender. Serve warm, hot, or cold. Makes 4 servings. For Weight Watchers points values and photos of all the recipes in this book, check out hungry-girl.com/book. Top 8 fiber-packed fruits, the most fiber-happy fruits in the world. 1. Dates. A cup of pitted dates contains 14 grams of fiber. 2. Avocado. Sliced avocado has a whopping 10 grams of fiber per cup. 3. Guava. 9 grams of fiber in each cup of groovy guava. 4. Raspberries. A cup of raspberries serves up 8 grams of fiber. 5. Blackberries. A cup of blackberries follows with 7.5 grams of fiber. 6. Kiwi. Kiwi slices contain more than 5 grams of fiber per cup. 7. Cranberries/pears. We know this is a top 8, but both whole cranberries and sliced pears contain 4 to 5 grams of fiber per cup. 8. Blueberries. You'll take in 3.5 grams of fiber from each cup of blueberries you chew. Chew on this. If you want your fruit to ripen quicker, place it in a paper bag and let it sit out at room temperature. Remember to check it often. Super simple tropical sorbet. Per serving. Entire recipe, 76 calories, 0.5 grams fat, 0 milligrams sodium, 16 grams carbs, 2.5 grams fiber, 14 grams sugars, 2 grams protein. Try experimenting with lots of fruits and drink mixed flavors for endless sorbet options. Ingredients: 1 packet, 2 5-calorie servings, sugar-free powdered orange drink mix. 1 cup sliced peaches, fresh, thawed if frozen, or drained and rinsed if canned. Directions: dissolve drink mix into 4 ounces of cold water. Stir well. In a blender, puree peaches and drink mixture until just blended. Pour mixture into a dish. Cover and place in freezer until nearly solid, several hours. If freezing overnight, thaw sorbet slightly by microwaving for 30 to 40 seconds or allowing to sit out for about 10 minutes before serving. Makes 1 serving. Ice cream banana split. Per serving. Entire recipe. 157 calories. 2 grams fat. 10 milligrams sodium. 41 grams carbs. 2.5 grams fiber, 17 grams sugars, 1 grams protein. Yeah, it's unconventional, and maybe even a bit nervy, to put a banana split recipe in here that doesn't call for ice cream, but it's really good and fun. Ingredients: 1 small banana, 3 tablespoons Cool Whip free, frozen, 2 tablespoons sugar-free strawberry preserves, 1 teaspoon semi-sweet mini chocolate chips. Directions. Slice banana in half, first lengthwise and then widthwise. Place banana pieces in a bowl. In a separate dish, mix strawberry preserves with 1 tablespoon of hot water to create a strawberry syrup. Pour strawberry syrup over bananas. Top with Cool Whip Free and then sprinkle chocolate chips on top. Enjoy. Makes 1 serving. Fiesta Tropical Fruit Salsa. Per serving. 1/2 cup. 46 calories. 0.5 grams fat. 29 milligrams sodium. 12 grams carbs. 1.5 grams fiber. 9 grams sugars. 1 grams protein. Ingredients. 1 1/4 cups diced mango. 1 1/4 cups diced pineapple. 1/3 cup diced red onions. 1/3 cup diced red bell peppers. 3 tablespoons sliced scallions. 3 tablespoons chopped fresh cilantro. 3 tablespoons lime juice. Dash of salt. Directions. In a medium bowl, stir together all of the ingredients. Cover and refrigerate for at least 1 hour. Makes 6 servings. Hungry girl tip. The great thing about this recipe is that it is easy to tweak it to suit your taste buds. Like tomato-based salsa? Add a cup of tomatoes. Like an even fruitier topping for your chicken or fish? Try adding kiwi or honeydew melon. Pick me, pick me. How to pick the best fruit. Pineapple. Pineapples should be brightly colored with fresh-looking deep green leaves and should be free of bruises and moldy spots. Ew. They should also have a sweet smell at the stem. For your information, a ripe, uncut pineapple will last for about 4 days at room temperature or in the fridge. Apples. Color has nothing to do with how ripe or unripe an apple is. Bruise-free apples are best. Also, don't wash apples until you're about to eat them. Believe it or not, washing apples make them spoil faster. Peaches. Choose a peach with an orangey-red color, as opposed to one with a yellowish hue. If you can gently squeeze the peach without breaking the skin, it is ripe and ready to eat. If you choose a hard peach, it will ripen in a few days. And remember, peaches bruise super easily, so take special care when handling them. Avocado. Yep, avocado is a fruit. When looking to choose a ripe avocado, gently squeeze it. There should be a little bit of a give. If you squeeze it and end up with a handful of guacamole, your bumpy friend is overripe. Chapter 10. Oven Lovin'. Baked goods and other treats. No guilt desserts? Sweet. Just in case there weren't enough sweet treats for you in the chocolate and fruit chapters, here are tons of others. You'll find crazy good breakfast breads, frozen treats, crunchy stuff, and more. And you'll be happy to know that not everything in this chapter requires you to use an oven. There are plenty of super simple recipes that require no heating at all. Dig in and enjoy. Snazzy blueberry scones. Per serving, 1 scone, 125 calories, 2.5 grams fat, 181 milligrams sodium, 23 grams carbs, 2 grams fiber, 6 grams sugars, 4 grams protein. These scones are really fantastic and can be made in so many flavors. All you need to do is swap blueberries for some other fruit, like peaches or strawberries. Yum! Ingredients. 2/3 cup regular oats, not instant. 1/3 cup Bisquick Heart Smart Baking Mix. 3/4 cup blueberry. 1/3 cup light vanilla soy milk. 1 tablespoon brown sugar, not packed. 2 teaspoons light whipped butter or light buttery spread, softened. 1/2 teaspoon baking powder. Directions. Preheat oven to 400 degrees. Combine dry ingredients with butter and mix well. Add milk and stir. Then fold berries into the batter. on a baking pan sprayed with nonstick spray. Divide batter into 4 mounds. Leave room in between them. They expand. Bake for 10 minutes. Makes 4 servings. Tremendous tiramisu. Per serving. Entire recipe. 220 calories. 2.5 grams fat. 275 milligrams sodium. 38 grams carbs. 2 grams fiber. 20 grams sugars. 11 grams protein. Ingredients. 6 soft lady fingers. 1/2 cup strong brewed flavored coffee or espresso, cooled and sweetened to taste, with no calorie sweetener. 1/4 cup fat-free ricotta cheese. 2 tablespoons Cool Whip free. 1 tablespoon unsweetened cocoa powder, divided. 1 teaspoon Splenda no calorie sweetener, granulated. 1/2 teaspoon vanilla extract. Directions. Line up 3 of the lady fingers next to each other on a serving dish. Drizzle as much as 1/2 of the cooled coffee over lady fingers until desired saturation is reached. In a small bowl, combine ricotta cheese, Splenda, Cool Whip, and vanilla extract. Mix well. Spread 1/2 of the mixture on top of lady fingers. Top with 1/2 of the cocoa. Next, layer remaining lady fingers on top. Again, saturate with coffee. Spread remaining cheese mixture on top. Sprinkle the rest of the cocoa over the dish and serve immediately. Makes 1 serving. Caramel pumpkin pudding cupcakes. Per serving, 1 cupcake. 108 calories. 2 grams fat. 188 milligrams sodium. 21 grams carbs. 0.5 grams fiber. 12 grams sugars. 2 grams protein. These cupcakes are insanely fantastic. Even if you aren't a huge fan of pumpkin, you'll flip over them. And if you are a pumpkin lover, you must visit the pumpkin section in the Fun With... chapter on page 268. Ingredients. 4 cupcakes. 2 cups moist-style yellow cake mix. 1/2 of an 18.25-ounce box. 1 cup canned pure pumpkin. 1/3 cup fat-free liquid egg substitute. 2 tablespoons sugar-free maple syrup. 2 teaspoons cinnamon. 2 teaspoons Splenda no-calorie sweetener, granulated. 1/8 teaspoon salt. 4 topping. 3 cubes, about 1 ounce, chewy caramel. 2 teaspoons light vanilla soy milk. Directions. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. Combine all cupcake ingredients in a mixing bowl with 1/3 cup of water. Whip with a whisk or fork for 2 minutes until well blended. Spray a 12-cup muffin pan with nonstick spray or line with baking cups. Evenly spoon batter into muffin cups. Place pan in the oven and cook for about 12 minutes until cupcakes have puffed up but still appear a little gooey on top. Once cupcakes are cool enough to handle, arrange them closely on a plate so that the edges are touching. Place caramel and soy milk in a tall microwave safe glass or dish. Mixture will bubble and rise when heated. Microwave at medium power for 1.5 minutes. Stir mixture vigorously until smooth and thoroughly blended. Return to microwave for 30 seconds at medium heat if caramel has not fully melted. Immediately drizzle caramel sauce over cupcakes. Makes 12 servings. For a pic of this recipe, see the photo insert. Yay! Chew on this. Pumpkins are 90% water. No wonder they're so low in calories. Peach Blueberry Oatmeal Muffin Mania. Per serving, 1 muffin. 110 calories. 1.5 grams fat. 125 milligrams sodium. 22 grams carbs. 1.5 grams fiber. 8 grams sugars. 3 grams protein. Ingredients. 1.5 cups regular oats, not instant. 1/2 cup flour, not packed. 2 Jell-O sugar-free vanilla pudding snacks, 1 cup canned peaches and juice, drained and chopped, 1/2 cup blueberries, 1/2 cup fat-free liquid egg substitute, 3 tablespoons light vanilla soy milk, 2 tablespoons light whipped butter or light buttery spread, 1/4 cup plus 2 tablespoons dark brown sugar, not packed, 2 teaspoons baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon salt. Directions. Preheat oven to 375 degrees. Combine oats, flour, sugar, baking powder, cinnamon, and salt in a large bowl and stir well. In a separate bowl, combine pudding, butter, soy milk, and egg substitute. Blend well with a whisk. Add pudding mixture to dry mixture, stirring until just blended. Slowly fold in peaches and blueberries. Divide mixture evenly into a 12-cup muffin pan sprayed with nonstick spray or lined with baking cups. Bake for 18 minutes or until a toothpick inserted in the center comes out clean. Makes 12 servings. The 411 on Bready Breakfast Treats. Some of these stats may surprise you. English muffin, 130 calories and 1 gram fat. Plain bagel, 290 calories and 2 grams fat. Donut, 200 calories and 10 grams fat. Scone, 400 calories and 16 grams fat. Muffin, 450 calories and 15 grams fat. Nutritional information based on averages. Peaches and cream pie. Per serving, 1 slice. 85 calories. 3 grams fat, 158 milligrams sodium, 17 grams carbs, 7 grams fiber, 1.5 grams sugars, 2 grams protein. Ingredients. 2 cups Fiber One brand cereal, original. 1/4 cup light whipped butter or light buttery spread, melted. 1 large 8-serving box or 2 small 4-serving boxes. Jell-O sugar-free peach gelatin dessert mix. 1.5 cups Cool Whip free. Optional, sliced peaches for garnish. Directions. Preheat oven to 350 degrees. In a large bowl, dissolve gelatin mix into 2 cups of boiling water. Stir for 2 minutes or until completely dissolved. Then stir in 1 cup of cold water and place in the fridge for about 1.5 hours. But not longer than that. The mixture should be thickened, but not gelled. Meanwhile, in a blender or food processor, grind Fiber One to a breadcrumb-like consistency. Combine crumbs with melted butter and stir until well mixed. In an oven-safe pie dish sprayed with nonstick spray, evenly distribute Fiber One mixture, using your hands or a flat utensil to press and form the crust. Use your fingers to press it into the edges and up along the sides of the dish. Bake pie crust in the oven for 10 minutes. Set aside. Once Jell-O has thickened, use an electric mixer to blend in the Cool Whip. When mixture is uniform and smooth, pour evenly into the pie crust. Use a flat utensil to smooth out the surface. Refrigerate for several hours until firm. If desired, garnish pie with peach slices. Cut into 8 slices. Makes 8 servings. Top 8 toppings for frozen yogurt, sorbet, and light ice cream. In search of toppings, these rock. 1. Fat-free Ready Whip. 2 tablespoons equals 5 calories, 0 grams fat. 2. Sprinkles/Jimmies. 1 teaspoon equals 20 calories, 1 gram fat. 3. Sliced strawberries. 5 medium berries equals 20 calories, 0.5 grams fat. 4. Crushed caramel flavored soy crisps or mini rice cakes. 4 crisps or mini cakes equals 30 calories, 0.5 grams fat. 5. Sugar-free strawberry preserves. 2 tablespoons equals 20 calories, 0 grams fat. 6. Crushed cone pieces. 1 cake/flat bottom cone equals 20 calories, 0.5 grams fat. 7. Mini marshmallows. 10 marshmallows equals 20 calories, 0 grams fat. 8. Hot cinnamon and Splenda topped apple slices. 1/2 cup equals 35 calories, 0.5 grams fat. Coconut patty pudding. Per serving, 1/2 cup. 72 calories. 1 grams fat. 75 milligrams sodium. 14 grams carbs. 0.5 grams fiber. 7 grams sugars. 3 grams protein. This pudding is great and can be made in a variety of delicious flavor combos. You can get really creative with light vanilla soy milk and fruity sugar-free syrups. Ingredients: 1 1/2 cups light chocolate soy milk, 2 ounces sugar-free, calorie-free coconut syrup, 2 tablespoons cornstarch, 1 teaspoon Splenda no-calorie sweetener, granulated. Optional: fat-free whipped topping. Directions: combine all ingredients in a medium saucepan. Stir well and then set stove to medium heat. Stirring constantly, allow mixture to reach a boil, about 5 minutes. Once mixture has thickened and begun to boil, remove from heat. Spoon mixture into 3 dishes. Place them in the fridge for several hours until pudding has set. If desired, top each dish with some whipped topping before serving. Makes 3 servings. Crispy mallow treats. Per serving, 1 piece. 46 calories. 1 grams fat. 32 milligrams sodium. 11 grams carbs. 2.5 grams fiber. 4 grams sugars. 1 grams protein. If you love Rice Krispie treats, you'll flip over this fiber-packed version. Ingredients: 5 cups puffed wheat cereal, 2 cups Fiber One brand cereal, original, 3 cups miniature marshmallows, 3 tablespoons light whipped butter or light buttery spread. Directions: melt butter in a large saucepan over low heat. Add marshmallows and stir until completely melted. Remove from heat. Add both cereals. Stir until thoroughly coated. Using a spatula, press mixture evenly into a 9-inch by 13-inch baking pan, sprayed with nonstick spray. Allow to cool. Cut into 25 squares. Makes 25 servings. Maris's Big Bowl of Blob Orange and Cream Dessert. Per serving, 1/4 of bowl, 50 calories, 0.5 grams fat, 157 milligrams sodium, 6 grams carbs, 0 grams fiber, 2 grams sugars, 2 grams protein. This crazy stuff was invented by our friend Maris, who is actually the mom of a Hungry Girl staffer. It's a fizzy, creamy, wobbly dream dessert and can be used in parfaits, as pie filling, or eaten straight from the bowl. Feel free to experiment with a slew of sugar-free Jell-O and diet soda flavors. Ingredients: 1 cup Cool Whip Free, 1 large 8-serving box, or 2 small 4-serving boxes, Jell-O sugar-free orange gelatin dessert mix, 1 can diet cream soda. Directions: dissolve gelatin mix into 2 cups of boiling water. Stir for 2 minutes or until completely dissolved. Then stir in soda. Refrigerate for about 1.5 hours. Mixture should be thickened, but not gelled. With an electric mixer, stir in Cool Whip until thoroughly blended. Return to fridge until very firm. Overnight is best. Makes 4 servings. For Weight Watchers points values and photos of all the recipes in this book, check out hungry-girl.com/book. Upside Down Coconutty Cream Pie. Per serving, entire recipe, 124 calories, 3.5 grams fat, 243 milligrams sodium, 24 grams carbs, 1.5 grams fiber, 6 grams sugars, 3 grams protein. Ingredients: 1 Jell-O sugar-free vanilla pudding snack, half sheet, 2 crackers, low-fat honey graham crackers, crushed, 1 quarter teaspoon coconut extract, 1 tablespoon sweetened coconut flakes, 2 tablespoons fat-free Ready Whip. Directions: spoon pudding into a small bowl. Mix in coconut extract. Top pudding with crushed graham crackers and coconut flakes. Finish off this creamy coconut cloud with whipped topping. Makes one serving. Chew on this. Not only is coconut delicious, it's good for you too. It's packing fiber, vitamins, and minerals. Just don't overeat it. It's fairly high in calories. Strawberry cheesecake minis. Per serving, 1 cheesecake mini, 65 calories, 1 grams fat, 229 milligrams sodium, 9 grams carbs, 0 grams fiber, 1 gram sugars, 7 grams protein. These mini cheesecakes taste best when eaten the day they're prepared. Ingredients: 4 cheesecakes, 16 ounces fat-free cream cheese, softened, 2 sheets, 8 crackers, low-fat honey graham crackers, 1 quarter cup fat-free egg substitute, 1 quarter cup light vanilla soy milk, half cup Splenda no-calorie sweetener, granulated, 2 teaspoons Coffee Mate fat-free French vanilla powdered creamer, dissolved in 1 tablespoon warm water, 1 and 3 quarter teaspoons unflavored gelatin, most of a 1 quarter ounce envelope, 1 and a half teaspoons vanilla extract. For topping: half cup sugar-free strawberry preserves, 1 quarter teaspoon unflavored gelatin, remaining contents of the 1 quarter ounce envelope. Directions: preheat oven to 350 degrees. Break graham crackers into small pieces and place in a sealable plastic bag. Using a rolling pin or any smooth cylindrical kitchen container, crush crackers until reduced to crumbs. Line a 12-cup muffin pan with baking cups and evenly distribute crumbs among them. Shake pan so crumbs settle evenly along the bottom of each cup. Place pan in oven for 5 minutes and then remove. Dissolve 1 3/4 teaspoons of the gelatin into 1/4 cup of boiling water. Stir vigorously until the mixture is free of granules and lumps. Set aside. Place cream cheese in a large mixing bowl. In a separate container, combine all other cheesecake ingredients, including gelatin mixture. Using an electric mixer on low speed, slowly blend liquid mixture into cream cheese. Raise mixer speed to medium-high and blend until mixture is uniform and free of lumps. Evenly spoon mixture into muffin pan and bake in the oven for about 15 minutes until tops begin to crack. Meanwhile, combine topping ingredients and stir well. Once cheesecakes are done cooking, remove pan from the oven. Evenly distribute topping among the centers of the tops of the cheesecakes, avoiding the edges. Return pan to the oven for 5 minutes. Allow pan to cool for 20 minutes, then refrigerate until chilled, at least 3 hours. For best results, keep refrigerated until ready to serve. Makes 12 servings. Upside down banana berry crumble. Per serving, half of recipe, 140 calories, 1.5 grams fat, 174 milligrams sodium, 32 grams carbs, 3 grams fiber, 14 grams sugars, 2 grams protein. Ingredients: 1 medium banana, sliced, 3/4 cup chopped strawberries, 2 sheets, 8 crackers, low-fat honey graham crackers, crushed, 1 tablespoon Splenda no-calorie sweetener, granulated, half teaspoon imitation rum extract, 1/4 teaspoon cornstarch, dash of salt. Optional, fat-free whipped topping. Directions, preheat oven to 450 degrees. In a small dish, combine Splenda, rum extract, cornstarch, and salt with 1 tablespoon of water. Stir well. Place banana slices and strawberries in a separate dish. Cover with liquid mixture and stir. Pour fruit mixture into a mini loaf pan, about 6 inches by 3 inches, sprayed with nonstick spray. Evenly top with the crushed graham crackers. Place pan in the oven and bake for about 12 minutes or until cracker topping begins to brown. To serve, place a plate over the loaf pan and then swiftly flip upside down. Wiggle the dessert out of the dish and enjoy. If desired, top with whipped topping. Makes 2 servings. Just desserts. Need something sweet while eating out? Making smart choices can help you save big. Here's proof. Strawberry shortcake versus berries and cream. Fight it. Strawberry shortcake can easily contain 600 plus calories and 25 grams of fat. Bite it. Opt for a bowl of berries and a little whipped cream, and you'll typically take in under 120 calories and way less fat. This simple switch saves you about 500 calories. Ice cream sundae versus fruit sorbet. Fight it. Need something sweet and chilly? Polish off an ice cream sundae and you'll have swallowed 550 calories and 25 grams of fat. Bite it. Get your hands on some fruit sorbet instead. If you eat a cup of sorbet, it will likely contain only about 250 calories and no fat. Chocolate cream pie versus hot cocoa. Fight it. That slice of chocolate cream pie looks delicious, but is it worth 500 to 600 calories and 30 grams of fat? Bite it. Get your chocolate fix with a hot cocoa. Even if it is made with whole milk, you'll save more than 300 calories and 20 grams of fat. Nutritional information based on averages. Sweet and sinful pretzel. Per serving, 1 pretzel. 175 calories, 2 grams fat, 450 milligrams sodium, 36 grams carbs, 1 grams fiber, 1 gram sugars, 5 grams protein. Ingredients, 1 plain frozen soft pretzel, about 2 ounces, 1 tablespoon Splenda no calorie sweetener, granulated, 1/8 teaspoon cinnamon, 1/8 teaspoon salt. 10 sprays, I can't believe it's not butter spray. Directions. Preheat oven to 400 degrees. In a small bowl, mix Splenda, cinnamon, and salt. Set aside. Spray a small baking pan lightly with nonstick spray. Place pretzel in pan and bake for 2 minutes. Remove pretzel and spray each side evenly with butter spray. 5 sprays per side. Next, cover entire pretzel with Splenda cinnamon salt mixture. Bake for an additional 6 minutes, flipping halfway through. Enjoy. Makes 1 serving. Hungry girl shocker. Slip up and order a sweet and buttery pretzel from the mall food court and you could end up taking in as much as 400 calories and 10 grams of fat. Ginormous creamy frozen caramel crunch cake. Per serving, entire recipe, 130 calories, 0.5 grams fat, 70 milligrams sodium, 28 grams carbs, 0 grams fiber, 8 grams sugars, 2 grams protein. This dessert is so great because it's huge, crunchy, and very fun to eat. Ingredients, 2 full-size caramel corn rice cakes, 1/4 cup Cool Whip free. Directions, cover the top half of 1 rice cake evenly with Cool Whip. Gently place the other rice cake on top, making a sandwich. Freeze for at least 1 hour, then enjoy. Makes 1 serving. Hungry girl tip, For an extra layer of fun, spread a tablespoon of fruity sugar-free preserves on the inside of each rice cake before assembling your treat. Psst, strawberry is the best. It'll only add about 20 calories. Berry-licious cupcakes. Per serving, one frosted cupcake. 113 calories. 2 grams fat. 197 milligrams sodium. 21 grams carbs. 0 grams fiber. 11 grams sugars. 3 grams protein. This recipe was co-developed with Weight Watchers. Ingredients. For frosting. 1/2 8-ounce container Cool Whip free. 1/4 cup fat-free cream cheese, softened. 2 tablespoons Splenda no-calorie sweetener, granulated. 1/2 tablespoon zero-calorie sugar-free strawberry syrup. 1/8 teaspoon vanilla extract. 1 drop neon pink food coloring. For cupcakes, 2 cups moist-style white cake mix, 1/2 of an 18.25-ounce box.